Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show that everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Tuesday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford with you. We appreciate you starting your day with us.
Optimism Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Optimism Tuesday.
That's Houston Kress. How are you, Houston?
I am optimistic.
All right.
I'm on brand. I'm on theme. Feeling the flow. Tap it in.
Billy, how are you doing this morning? Day two of Billy Williford?
I feel a little bit more confident.
We're getting there.
He's optimistic also.
Oh, I'm great this morning. Great news yesterday.
He's the you talked about Tennessee with the slow build. I feel like Billy's he's easing into the show. It's good to yeah. Remember we used to count Davey's days?
Like yeah.
Day 342.
I don't think we got that high.
No, we didn't. But, I mean, there's actually reasons to be optimistic. We don't have to, you know, no manufactured optimism here. Yesterday.
We'll probably still manufacture some. But there is some real optimism to be found.
It's true.
Yesterday was a good day.
We complained a little bit yesterday.
We debated whether we should complain. We've got a gift on this show. We just do. I can't explain it. I don't know how we do it. We talk about something, boom. That something happens.
Well, Florida was kind of falling apart. Their commits were decommitting. Some of their players were leaving. And then we, of course, checked in on Tennessee recruiting. Mm-hmm. Some people have been a little worried about it. There was a 4-star offensive tackle that picked Georgia over Tennessee yesterday. Maybe we'll get to a side topic off of that later. But
I got a thing to say
mm-hmm.
about that.
So yesterday we were you know, just kind of asking the question: at what point do you start to worry about recruiting a little bit? I mean, it's only May. But with the timeline shifted up a little, with the early signing period in December, you know, Tennessee was sitting at 30th in the rankings, not really doing much. And then, boom! After the show, they announced a commitment. Art Green, 6'2", 200-pound cornerback from Hutchinson Community College.
Love Hutchinson Community College.
He's a JUCO, of course.
Boy, it's been good to us over the years. You know who all came from there that we've gotten?
No.
Cordero Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
Played at Hutchinson.
I did hear about that.
What was that other guy's name? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alvin Kamara
mm-hmm.
played at Hutchinson Community College.
Pretty good track record. A lot of people say, well, JUCO guys never did. Well, those are
from
some
there
JUCO
they
guys
do.
That do some stuff.
I don't know how. Usually it's offense, though. Maybe Maybe old Art Green will be the first defensive stalwart to come from Hutch. Hutch been good to us over the years. Weird. Like middle of nowhere Kansas, and it's a pipeline to Tennessee. We must have a really good in with a coach there that transcends whoever the head coach is here. They just loves Tennessee and just sends guys. Oh, yeah, Tennessee's coming. You definitely want – he probably is one of those coaches that blocks other schools from coming. Oh, sorry, Nick. Not going to be around that day. Jeremy, yeah, come on over. No, I told Nick I wouldn't be here, but come to my office. The lights are off, but I'm here, and I've got Art Green. He's with me. He's in the closet waiting. No, Nick Kirby can't come either. I told him I'm out of town. I'm on my way to the JUCO scoop.
Skew.
It's amazing. We always get guys from Hutch.
Art Green came on came and visited this past weekend.
Wasted no time.
Got it
done.
That
was his line. Mm-hmm. He said, I wasted no time. He also somehow went from unranked to four-star upon committing. Do we need to talk about that? Like, is that fishy?
That's weird.
Well, everyone said he was going to be a very highly touted JUCO prospect. They just didn't have a grade on him yet. It didn't have a ranking. And then he commits to Tennessee and...
I mean,
he's now the second best JUCO prospect in the country.
I mean, if I can rank the NFL draft
good offer list, though.
You know, 2 years into their career, I'm going to be pretty accurate. You know, like... I don't get that. Like, why wasn't he ranked beforehand? Did no one know this kid existed? Are they a little gun shy after they ranked the fake kid? Like, what are you doing, recruiting services?
That's a fair question.
I mean, it's this class. Like, it's
a lot of
we're,
a lot
we're
of
right in,
of,
the
in fairness,
of the,
a lot of services don't grade JUCOs until a little bit later.
But why? They're not going to play any. I mean. Like, do they not rate them till during this last football season of their JUCO career, I guess? Anyway, doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think there's just more high school kids, so they focus there. But now he's got a grade now, if you're interested.
What is it?
No, it's 4-star. Hmm. I'm just saying, like, they gave him numbers.
Yeah, they made him the second-best JUCO player in the country.
That means Tennessee, I believe, has the number one and number two JUCO players.
Or have they only ranked two?
Oh, that's possible. It's possible that there are only two.
I mean, if you only rank them after they commit, seems a little fishy. But, I mean, if he committed to Alabama, he'd have been number one, right? Tennessee, give him number two. If he commits to...
Well, Jordan Davis, if you remember, was at one point committed to Alabama, and he is number one in the JUCO ratings. But he's
perfect.
Committed to Tennessee.
There you go.
So Tennessee, as I'm looking at the JUCO 24/7 composite rankings, number one player, weak side defensive end, Jordan Davis, 6'5", 249, 4-star, grade of 91, best JUCO player in the country, best at his position, best in his state. Number two, that's Copiah Lincoln Community College in Memphis is where Jordan Davis plays. Art Green, number two, Hutchinson, as you mentioned, 6'2", 200, corner, apparently can play any and every spot in the secondary. His coach thinks he's an NFL guy. He's got a grade of 90, and again, 4 stars.
Going into it, I've been talking to them for a little minute now, said Green.
Just a little minute.
Who's expected to be one of the top junior college defensive backs in the 2020 class, although he has yet to be rated by 24/7 Sports and in the industry generated 24/7 Sports composite.
Until now.
Ryan Callahan wrote, right before he
minutes,
got ranked.
Minutes before he was ranked. As he was being ranked.
Quote, they've been talking to me the most and everything that I was looking for in a school. You'll like this line, Houston. All the boxes were checked.
Love it when people are checking boxes.
I mean, it just happened to be on my first visit. My family liked it. I liked it. The coaching staff was great. They can really put me in a great situation once I get there, getting around and making plays. But also off the field. They can help me in a lot of ways, too. Mm-hmm. All of that's very important. My family liked it, which is my biggest thing, and I'm ready. I didn't want to waste no time.
So he's done. No visits, no nothing. He is locked in. He's, what? What was it? Why are y'all, what are you doing?
I mean, that's just
no. He's a.
I always worry when a kid comes on his first visit.
He's a firm commit
and commit,
solid commit.
I'm pretty sure he said he
no.
still wanted to
uh-uh.
visit.
No chance. Not
Georgia?
The you don't say words like that.
And Florida.
No. Couldn't be. You don't say things like that and then make more visits. Right. Sure. Right. He's firm.
Green said he doesn't expect to take any additional visits anytime soon.
Huh?
He said he's not likely to return to Tennessee until his team's open date this season, when he hopes to take his official visit to Knoxville. Despite his commitment to the Vols, though, he said he's not really closing the door on other schools just yet. If he ends up exploring some of his other options, two of Tennessee's SEC rivals are among the schools he's interested in visiting. I want to visit Georgia, Florida for sure, said Green, who plans to graduate in December and enroll at Tennessee in January. Those are two that I really want to go to and see, but I didn't really need to do that now. I might plan some other visits. I might not. I don't really know.
I just wanted to commit somewhere.
I haven't thought about it.
They won't give me a ranking until I commit somewhere, so I wanted to go ahead and commit to Tennessee and get people to look at me.
But I'm kind of focused on Tennessee, really.
Say that again.
I might plan some other visits. I might not. I don't really know. I haven't thought about it. But I'm kind of focused on Tennessee, really.
He's kind of focused.
This is a guy that's been in Nowhere, Kansas, and got to Knoxville, and Jimmy Pruitt showed him all the bells and whistles and went, wow. Yeah, coach, I'm in. And now,
so he's kind of focused.
On Tennessee, really.
On the school he just committed to, he's kind of focused on them.
And he might not plan any more visits.
But he wants to visit Georgia and Florida for sure.
For sure. I don't know what else. I mean, I don't like laugh. Like, it's just, I mean, that's got to be, it's just, it's funny.
There's a lot of conflict here. Like, what? The things
Should
he
we
said,
quit making a big deal about these things? I mean, people were,
no,
like,
it's not that big of a deal. Then, it's just really funny to me.
No, I mean, should we stop making a big deal about it when guys commit? Should we just say,
no,
oh, good.
Well, no, then that means we can't make fun of the recruiting rankings then.
That's what I'm saying. Like, should we downplay this whole industry?
No, I'm saying.
This whole thing.
No, I mean, it still matters.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's good news that you're the leader. But really, that's what we should call this. Tennessee now leads for...
No, they have a commitment.
Art Green.
Like, he wants to come here the most.
Right now.
Right now.
Until he sees the other places.
And he still might.
Yeah, I hope he does.
But now he's got a spot held here.
We'll be his first love. And we might get spurned, but we have a leg up.
We do have a leg up.
Yes.
We do. That I'll give
We've
us.
Been talking to him the most. He said that.
We have been. Good effort. Good try. Good job.
I have the numbers for JUCO recruits in the 2020 class.
All right, let's hear them.
So there's been a total of 4 cornerbacks rated so far.
All right.
He's number one. Only 28 JUCO players, though.
Have been ranked total.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
It is 28, which is very strange to me. Not a lot of them out there. How do these junior colleges even field teams without players? I don't even understand
Good
how
point.
There are only 3 4-star JUCOs. In case you're interested.
All right.
The other one is Brian George of Highland Community College in Belgrade, Florida. Also a corner, 6'2", 190. Big corners in JUCO. Older guys.
Mm.
Also
an offer from Tennessee.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Hmm.
Tennessee moved up to 23rd in the team rankings from
30. Boom.
Moved up 7 spots.
Woo! Flying up the board.
Art Green in the fold.
Art Green. Have you seen a picture of him?
Yeah.
Have you seen his face?
I saw somebody tweet, it looks like he's on his second mortgage.
He looks like he would be coaching in the NFL. I mean, that is an older-looking kid. What did they say he was? Is he 19?
I don't know.
He looks 40. And I'm not trying to be... I don't care. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying he looks like a really old guy. Look at his forehead. He's got like wrinkles. I mean, his there's nothing about his face that says college. Nothing. Maybe his ears. It's an old-looking guy. I like that.
That's good.
I've said that for years.
All Alabama's guys are
exactly.
Like 35.
That's exactly where I was going. Deshaun Hand, do you remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He took his helmet off, and I was like, what? I saw that guy in the Pro Bowl 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I want guys that look like this.
One of those,
yes, older-looking guys.
One of those Bama teams in the national title, they showed like their three defensive line, like the starting lineups, and they did like the full waist-up pictures with no helmets, you know, no shoulder pads. They just had like their arms crossed. And it was like, this looks like Monday Night Football. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, good job to Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know that corner is our most pressing area of need, especially at JUCO. But, got to have depth. Maybe he can play. I mean, they said he can play all four spots.
There you go.
He can play corner, nickel, safety. Okay.
We definitely could use some guys that are versatile and it could be, you know, bump into the slot and play outside and
especially
and cover deep.
The way Pruitt uses his safeties, it seems like that's what he wants to do. He needs safeties who can slide down and cover the slot guy. So, I don't know. They seem to like him. And I like the fact that he went from no star to four star pretty quick. That was nice.
Exactly.
I'll take that.
Good news for Tennessee. They move up from 30 to 23rd. They add another
top 25 recruiting class.
There you go.
Well done.
Seven commits in the fold. We'll come back. And lots to get to on the program, lots of little things, some other Tennessee stuff to talk about, kind of a question, hypothetical question that spins off of that, and we'll talk all of that throughout the program today. Stick with us right here. You're listening to 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Talking a little Tennessee recruiting. They got Art Green yesterday to commit. First place he had visited was Tennessee.
He's locked down.
Wants to go see Georgia and Florida for sure, but
nope.
Committed to Tennessee.
Nah, their coach can take care of it. Hey, Art, I think I saw Kirby in the janitor's closet. Go find him. Locks the door.
Mm.
Smart. I don't know who the coach is out there, but he's VFL. For sure. I hope we give him gear, you know, legally or illegally, but just don't get caught. He seems to be helping us out.
Rion Rhodes. That's their football coach.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Rion Rhodes.
R-I-O-N.
Ryan. Rion.
Rion?
I don't know. I've never seen R-I-O-N. I don't want to.
I thought you were about to make fun of me. I'm like, buddy, if that's Ryan, that's not on me.
It's Coach Rhodes. That's what it is.
There you go.
VFL Rhodes.
He's been there 13 years.
So he has been the guy that's been kicking us the four- and five-star talent from Hutch. Love Coach Rhodes. Big fan.
He said Tennessee's getting a, quote, really special defensive back and an NFL player.
He's not an NFL player, at least not yet.
He's a rising, so Art is a rising sophomore, so he'll only have 2 years here. I guess. So he's about to play.
I just
his
did
sophomore
a,
year at Hutchinson.
How does he spell Rhodes?
R H O A D E S.
R H O A D E S.
Yeah.
Good. Because if that A wasn't in there, that makes more sense. Rhodes without an A.
Yeah.
Is a is a porn star.
Oh.
So I did a Rion Rhodes Google search, and I could not click on any of the links. Didn't want that on the computer.
No.
So I was very confused as to what this guy does when he's not coaching football for a split second. Whew. I guess that could be a girl. There were no pictures, thank God. Rhodes with an H and an A.
Yes.
And an E.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Okay.
All of those. All the letters.
These I can click. HutchinsonCommunityCollege.com, I can go to. The other ones, not so much.
Not so. Okay.
Let's see. Ah, he played there.
From a future standpoint, I think Tennessee's getting Art is a big deal for Tennessee. I think
yes.
He's got to be one of the most elite guys in junior college football as a defensive back.
Do you know Coach Sam Pittman coached at Hutchinson?
No. I didn't know
that's what it says.
The Red Wolves had planned to play him at wide receiver. But Rhodes brought Green to Hutchinson with the idea of playing him in the second. No, the Red Wolves, that was Arkansas State. That's where he originally committed. He played a lot of wide receiver in high school. Good ball skills, I hope.
At 6'2", I'm kind of surprised that they moved him to corner. Mm-hmm. That's big. That's a big corner.
He's got good height and length.
Like I said.
But he's 205 pounds also, so he's got a good frame. He's going to be a big man by the time it's all said and done.
He already is a man, in my opinion.
Rhodes said Green is super athletic, too.
Super athletic, big man.
He's probably not the fastest guy on our team, but he definitely has good speed and just a blend of everything, athleticism, speed, and size.
That screams safety to me.
He's a really special athlete, and he's a really good kid, too.
He's a really good kid.
He's got a great personality and is very well-spoken.
He's a really good man. He's older than I am. It's an old guy. Old looking.
Man, this Ryan Rion guy just kept going on and on and on.
It's his player. It's a big deal to get a guy to Tennessee from JUCO, I'd say.
Originally, I kind of thought he was going to be a safety.
I think he for us, I think he will be.
In our system, it's a little bit easier to learn corner, so he was able to pick that up and was able to make an impact really early in the season last year at corner. We never actually even had him on our wide receiver roster. We had him as a DB all along.
All right. Cool. Good job. Good job, everyone.
And it does say here that Rhodes, you know, obviously coached Patterson and Alvin Kamara for, you know, future Tennessee players.
Pipeline.
Yeah. 13 years been there.
The road. It's not even a pipeline. It's a road. It's a Coach Rhodes.
It's the Ryan Road.
Some have pipelines. Some have roads.
Rion, Ryan.
It's the Rhodes. Ryan, it's the Ryan. Rhodes pipeline is what it is.
Ryan.
It's got to be Ryan.
It has
to be Ryan with an O and an I. It's very strange.
It's the Ryan Road to Knoxville.
Okay. I just made that joke 40 times, and you got to make it like it's brand new. That's neat. That's neat. Oh, man. You hate to see
it's
that.
Just for effect.
You hate to see that after we get a four-star corner, Florida lost another four-star signee last night.
Oh, man. It's just
Vol Nation Recruiting sends it in. Wow. Who is this? DeJuan Black?
Oh, yeah. There was some scuttle about him, I think, even before this.
Here's what he said. This is strange. Excuse me, comma. This is he screenshots his own notes. Excuse me. I'm very upset right now, but I'm here to tell y'all that I will not be attending the University of Florida. Instead, I will be attending a community college this summer. Maybe to y'all I fail, but to me I've come a long way. I wasn't supposed to graduate, and for me to come this far, I'm so damn proud of myself. I know people will talk about me, call me this, call me that, but it's all God plan. That's what he said. It's God plan. I'm going to wipe these tears away, become a man, and finish what I started. I'm not done yet. Still screaming, go Gators. So there's another signee for Florida that didn't make it in school. Obviously, this one's not decommitting or deciding to go elsewhere. He just didn't qualify academically. But that is another hit on last year's amazing recruiting class for Dan Mullen. So, Augustaval tweets in, I think this is pretty interesting. Apparently, this year's high school crop of corners is very thin and lacking in comparison to recent years. More big brand schools are looking to the JUCO market for corners this year than usual. How about that? And we got the best one for now. Because he's interested in Tennessee right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking about Tennessee the most for now.
Maybe we just need to add the for now there. I like that. He's committed for now.
He is committed for now. Yes.
Because people get all bent out of shape when you say a kid committed and then they decommit and then they commit again and...
I mean
Art saying a lot of good things here, but
not the best of things.
Saying some other things too, in addition to.
Look, I'm not going to get mad at a kid for taking visits. He wanted to commit, he committed. He wants to take visits. I get what people would say. Well, just don't commit if you want to take more visits. Well, or just commit, hold your spot, and take visits. Like I don't blame kids for wanting to check out everything that they could possibly check out. Well, hell, I would want to take all five visits just to take them.
Well, and if you know that there's a, I mean, all these players know that it's a fluid game, right? Like,
right.
If you don't commit, the coach could use your offer for somebody else.
Sure.
So that's the way they look at it. They look at it now. It's like, okay, I can see myself playing here.
Right.
Go ahead and commit. Hold my spot here.
But I'm just saying, if the coaches can pull it at any time, then I can't fault the kids for. Like, we can't hold the kids to a higher standard than we hold the coaches to. And
no,
if we're saying that the coaches are doing everything they can and should be doing everything they can to get the best players there, including processing kids on campus or late in the recruiting process, I can't be upset at kids when they say, I'm committed, I'm going to take visits. I'm not going to double standard the kids. I'm going to go easier on them than I do the coaches. Like, the game itself isn't loyal anymore. Like, we don't need to hold the kids to that standard.
Yeah.
If the coaches can ax them at any point, then I'm not going to be upset if they do the same to a school. But, yeah, this is Art Green saying, I really like Tennessee. I like the coaches. My family likes it. Hold my spot. I want to come on an official visit. I'll be back on my bye week for Hutch. And then I'd also probably like to take a couple of visits elsewhere. There's a good chance, though, if he's not going to be visiting until his bye week, and that's going to be his official, he may not even get to take any officials to anywhere else if he's playing.
That's a good point.
Hutchinson's pretty good. They normally roll pretty deep into the JUCO playoffs. So my guess is it may be early signing period before he even has an opportunity to visit anywhere else. And maybe by that point, Tennessee's done a good enough job, you know, to continue recruiting him and on his official visit that he just says, ah, you know what, I really don't want to go anywhere else anyway. But now I will say this. Here's the problem. Now that he's committed, the spotlight's on him. Mm-hmm. And here comes other schools driving out to Hutchinson Community College, wanting to talk to Ryan Rhodes. Thank God that man loves Tennessee. But Sam Pittman with the tie to Hutchinson, I don't like that, because Sam Pittman has been a thorn in my side ever since he left this place. But man, he's a good coach. Remember when we had a chance to keep him and he really wanted to stay and we kept Don Mahoney? Instead,
I think I'm going to be sick.
Whatever happened to that kid you were watching yesterday? The commit show?
Tate Ratledge.
Yeah, I was down to a 4-star offensive tackle from Roane, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Down to Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah.
Didn't that feel very Cade Mays-ish? Didn't that feel very, who was the linebacker that threw the Tennessee hat across the room?
Oh, what's his name?
Jackson. Doesn't this feel like Sam Pittman, when someone wants to go to Georgia, he like makes them put a Tennessee hat on the table. And then they had the video of his dad. That was a local station. I don't know whose idea that was. But Tate Ratledge's father had a Power T on the back of his truck. And yesterday, after his son commits to Georgia, they had a video on the news of him peeling the Power T out of the window of his truck. That reeks of Sam Pittman. That reeks of the setup. I think Kirby Smart's scared of Jeremy Pruitt.
It was an Atlanta station.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. Dang it. Fox 5 in Atlanta.
How many kids are going to be like All-Americans that grew up loving Tennessee but went to Clemson, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Notre Dame? It's amazing. How does this always happen to us?
Man, this guy. So there's a sports reporter, Cody Chaffins. I don't know.
You're not having a good name day. You're drawing some tough ones out of the hat.
So he's the one that, I guess, put out the video.
I like Chaffins.
Okay, and then a Tennessee fan, they got the orange, the actual fruit orange in the at the end of the name. You aren't one of us, quote, lifelong fan pulling crap like this. You never were one of us. Tate Ratledge, quote, tweeted it. Some people just don't get it. Shaking my head. Don't tweet at the recruits before or after.
I don't know, man. Harrison Bailey's all about tweeting at the recruits. He loves it. No, he loves it when other people tweet at the recruits.
He's begging the fans to tweet?
Kinda. He's signing off on it. There are certain people I think it's okay, but But there are others like this that should not tweet at recruits.
Gets nasty in a hurry. Like, there's a Georgia fan replying, these same UT fans wish for Cade to break every bone in his leg. You made the right choice.
First maybe of all, don't get so caught up about where a kid wants to go.
I
to
doubt
school.
It's the same UT fans. I did.
I mean, it might be. It might probably is about the same.
You know, the problem with the internet is like you don't know. Like, you know, somebody can say they're a UT fan, maybe they're not. It's
that's true.
You just can't listen to everybody.
Well, that's kind of a kind of an attention grabbing thing to peel the tea off the truck with the news crew there.
Yeah,
right. I mean, wasn't that a little like, I don't know. And here is the moment Tate's father became a non-Tennessee fan. Oh, I don't know. It just seems cheesy.
And it didn't even look like it had been on the truck.
You know, it really didn't. It peeled off quite
easy. They're going conspiracy.
It didn't I don't know. Maybe he just said he was a Tennessee fan his whole life, and that his dad was too. But that thing,
it took him four. Attempts
it didn't even have
it.
Like the dirt around the tee.
It was on
the inside though, which was also weird.
It still gets dusty on the inside of your car.
Maybe he's a very clean man. Very clean.
I knew we were in trouble when this guy had on a red tie. I mean, it was kind of pinky red.
You said yesterday it was purple or blue.
No, that was the kid. The dad, his tie was kind of, it was like a red and white. It was like red with white design.
Yeah,
on
like why didn't you just peel the tee off on the way to the announcement? That's what I'm saying. Just felt like he just wanted some attention. Okay, we get it. Your son's going to Georgia. You're going to root for him now. Okay. You don't have to make a spectacle of it. It is kind of funny that people are saying you were never a fan. You were never a real fan. You were never in the Vol for Life Facebook group. Ever.
That's a good point.
I wonder if they're saying anything about him.
Oh, let's look that up.
Let's not. Let's just not. I mean, I'm not going to cry over a missed tackle or two this year, frankly. I'm just not. Like, sorry, we had two ballers last year. Probably not going to be a ton of playing.
Four offensive linemen in the class.
Right, like probably not a ton of room for a four-star tackle to come in and think he's going to just beat out Wanye Morris and Darnell Wright. I mean, it makes sense that you'd have a great year at tackle and then maybe you get a couple of mid-range guys this year, but you could probably go get a couple of baller guards if you wanted to. I mean, it's cycled. I mean, everything kind of works that way. So not surprising that, because was it 2 years ago that Georgia had that great class of tackles and guards, and now a kid comes and says, hey, I think if I redshirt, I could probably play in my second or third year and have a couple of years as a starter.
Georgia's, went to Tate Ratledge's Twitter page. It says committed, and it has a great wall of Georgia graphic. That's what they're going with, I guess, for the offensive line.
That's a really creative thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the line is the wall, or are they talking about putting a wall up around the state because he's from Georgia?
Maybe that. I'm not sure.
Because
Sam Pittman is kind of in the sky, holding up a hand, kind of like he's God. It's kind of funny.
Sam Pittman does love him some Sam Pittman.
It's a weird graphic. So I'll just leave it at that. We'll come back. Final segment. Hour number one. Stick with us right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Final segment, hour number one of Three and Out. Talking some recruiting. Tate Ratledge, offensive tackle, picked Georgia yesterday. I mean, it's from Georgia. Tennessee got in it. They finished second. I mean, you know, if anything is... If there's anything you don't want to finish second in, it is recruiting. But then Tennessee lands Art Green, the cornerback, JUCO out of Hutchinson Community College later in the day. If this had been Butch Jones, they'd have been holding this one, you know. So it's like, hey, if we don't get Tate Ratledge, then let's drop in. Think they're holding this one?
Maybe.
I mean, I guess he could have. I guess he committed over the weekend.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah.
Can you wait till Tuesday?
Yeah.
Instead of Monday.
Well, it was Monday.
Oh yeah, it was.
Today's Tuesday. You're still half asleep. It's okay. Yeah. It's not your fault. It is actually kind of your fault.
I mean, Tate went at 9 o'clock. So anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Monday, and then we got Art Green also Monday.
Also Monday.
Yeah. But I think it's possible that they did hold him. Yeah, I think he maybe committed over the weekend.
They
after
don't, yeah, don't
coming
tweet
in,
this till. You know,
yeah, yeah. Okay, now would be a good time. And then they called 24/7 and said, he's a 4-star guy. We're sure of it. Just go ahead and give him those 4. Thank you, guys. So if Will Friend does not have this offensive line serviceable this year, do we owe it to ourselves to offer Sam Pittman whatever he wants to get him back to Knoxville? This, looking back on it, Butch Jones made a ton of mistakes. I mean, a ton of mistakes.
He pretty much was a walking mistake.
Is not retaining Sam Pittman the biggest mistake, perhaps?
It was the earliest, I think.
It was the first.
Yeah.
It was the first mistake.
First
big
mistake.
Do you remember when Butch Jones was hired and the offensive line of, like, Juwan James and Tiny Richardson and Zach Fulton and James Stone, guys who had chances in the NFL and many are still playing, went to Butch Jones and said, Coach, we know you've kind of got your staff that you want to bring in, but you need to talk to this guy. He really wants to stay, and he's the best coach we've had. And Butch Jones said, no, and brought in Don Mahoney. No offense to Don Mahoney, but he ain't no Sam Pittman. And Sam Pittman, all he's done is go to Georgia and just stack talent, and he develops them, and they seem to like playing for him. Last year, Will Friend didn't show me nothing. If Will Friend doesn't have this line vastly improved this year, if I'm Jeremy Pruitt, I am driving the Brinks truck to Athens myself and letting Sam Pittman drive it back to Knoxville.
There's only one problem with your plan.
What?
The Brinks truck's already parked Rick Barnes' house.
No, that's different money. It's different money. Okay. We have many Brinks trucks.
All right.
Jim Chaney has one. Rick Barnes has one. Jeremy Pruitt has one. Derek Ansley now has one.
We haven't banned some coaches. Save some money on the Lady Vols. So
tell me Fulmer wouldn't do whatever it took to get Sam Pittman, former offensive lineman, I might add, to get Sam Pittman back in town. You don't think Jim Chaney could help in that recruiting process either? Sam, I'm telling you, this place is awesome. It's way better. Jeremy's way nicer than Kirby. And smarter. And you don't have to worry about his hair being better than yours. Sam Pittman does, like, he, like, greases his hair now. It's kind of weird. Hmm. But if he was my coach, I wouldn't care.
Right.
I'd be all in. Stealing Sam Pittman from Georgia would feel probably better than stealing Jim Chaney from Georgia. So, Will Friend, hot seat. Get it right. Darnell Wright.
Man, I did a quick search, like, will Butch Jones retain Sam Pittman, that sort of thing. Found a Bleacher Report article it was like the first thing that Butch Jones needs to do is retain Jay Graham and Sam Pittman.
Yes. And he did not. I think he kept Graham for the first year, maybe. Maybe the first year, and then went and got Gillespie.
Dallas Thomas was an All-American.
Dallas Thomas was the other one that I couldn't remember.
Then James Stone, Zach Fulton had resurgent years. The bookend tackles, Antonio Richardson, Juwan James. Juwan went in the first round. And, you know, Tiny, if he didn't have bad knees, he was projected up there too.
Man. And they all went to Butch and said, this guy, trust us, he's the real deal.
Step two.
And Butch Jones said, I know what I'm doing. This is the best staff in the country.
Step two on this list, so we go back down memory lane.
I don't know if I want to read all these. What are we doing?
I didn't anticipate this one, but it just seems to be worth mentioning at this point. Hire T. Martin. Keep in mind, this is like 2013.
Well, remember when T. came? Remember that he came to interview or whatever, and then left without the gig? I think he wanted to be a coordinator, perhaps. I don't know.
And then the third one was bring in John Janzik.
I don't have any problem with big John Janzik. I love the janitor. He was the man.
He got scapegoated.
I think you're right. I think he did. A little bit. But I'm serious. If Will Friend doesn't get this done this year, and I'm not saying they have to be the best offensive line in the East or whatever. Like, they just can't be the worst in the league like they were last year.
Yeah.
They need to be at least mid-range. Protection, key. Can't we? If we could run the ball a little bit, might help everything on offense. Will Friend has, I don't know. I don't think he has his work cut out for him. I just think, like, he's got the pieces now.
Just like, make so it happen,
are there, Cap'n. Are there excuses this year for him?
Youngest tackles in the country.
I guess maybe that would be one. But if you start them, man, that's on you. You're thinking they're at least the best you got. Can't be worse than last year.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say. Like, I'm okay if those tackles make some mistakes, but we got to see some level of improvement. I mean, it should not be hard. Like, I feel like last year was the worst offensive line I've ever seen play in orange and white.
It was up there. It was up there as the worst. But that's what I'm saying. If Will Friend doesn't turn this thing around, I'm calling Sam Pittman and I'm giving him a blank check.
Eventually, Jeremy Pruitt ends up with his entire staff having either been at Alabama or Georgia.
Would that be so terrible?
No, I'd love it. Yeah, I'd sign up right now. Yeah.
I'd be fine with it.
Let's go.
And having T. Martin.
Yeah.
Fine with that.
Yeah, that works.
But, man, Sam Pittman, just so sick of that guy. Makes me so mad. Blake tweeted us in earlier. He said, I'm with you. I'm not too upset about missing on a tackle. I do, however, want Justin Rogers. That's the 5-star guard that Tennessee was apparently leading for at one point and is still in really good shape. Yeah, like, that's a guy this year that I think Tennessee needs to focus on talking about offensive line. I just think it's going to be tough to convince one of these elite blue-chip tackles, hey, come in and play behind these two other elite blue-chip tackles 1 year removed from them getting here. That's tough. Typically, you can stagger 2 years, 3 years, which is why going after a 5-star guard this year like Justin Rogers to me makes a lot of sense. And I think that's a guy you can probably get and have that's a formidable line if he's one of these freshmen who can come in and play next year. Think about that. That would be 3 5-stars on the offensive line. I don't remember the last time we had that. Well, 4 if Trey Smith were to be healthy. That'd be spectacular. The recruiting's not the problem on the offensive line right now, at least, unless it's just that they're missing on these guys. So far for me, it's been training, development, teaching.
Who else?
General coaching.
I mean, obviously, the freshmen coming in this year, they're like Jerome Carvin's a Pruitt and Friend recruit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
he played well enough last year, I thought.
That'll be a big litmus test. Maybe as much so as the freshman. I mean, that's a guy that's been in your program for an entire year who got a lot of playing time at a couple different spots.
Well, let's not forget about Caron Calvert either. That's the guy they think might start at one of the guard spots. He's ahead of Carvin. Carvin's now your backup at both guards and your backup center.
Yeah. So, those guys might be as important of a, how we doing type of answer to that question as the true freshman. Especially Darnell Wright. I mean, Darnell Wright's going to come in and probably be really, really raw initially since he wasn't an early enrollee. Hopefully, Wanya.
Well, he was further along in the game itself than Wanya. Wanya is just a little bit of an athletic freak.
Yeah, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but in my head, Wanya Morris is smoother, but a little softer. Darnell's more raw, but more powerful.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably right.
So that's,
I thought Wright was further along, though, in like coaching and development. I thought he's more game ready. He's just not quite the athlete that Wanya is.
Okay.
At the tackle position, obviously.
Yeah, makes sense. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number 2 of the program. Stick with us right here. It's 3 and Out.